the legislative stuff is picking up, more things going on the House floor. What happened since we last chatted, Ryan?
We have passed all of our major budget bills out of the House. The Senate is working on finishing up its budget bills, and we are starting to get to the point of negotiating out the differences between our bills and trying to put together a $52 billion budget in the next 2.5 weeks.
So so when the Senate passes their budgets, then you guys kind of meet and try to hash out the differences between the two versions?
Yes. For each bill, we have a conference committee where people from the House and Senate meet and try to negotiate out and discuss the differences and put together each bill separately.
All right. And I also see the recreational marijuana bill is getting closer to a House floor vote as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about where that's at?
Sure. We continue to move the legalization bill for cannabis through committee stops. We had a conversation and committee hearing yesterday in the Public Safety Committee. And next we are going to the Committee on Health this Saturday to talk about the health implications. This issue touches so many areas of life, health and education, public safety, economic development, and so forth, that it really has to have a thorough vetting through the whole legislature, through the whole House process, and then ultimately come to a vote and passage in May.
All right. And so if it doesn't happen this year, after it's gone through so many committees, like for the next legislative session, could you pick up where you left off or do you have to start all over?
No, we could pick up exactly where we left off next year because it's the same 2-year cycle. So
okay.
We have to continue and see what we can get done with the Senate next year on legalization.
And I also saw a few items on concerning a bill that passed that paid mutual aid partners for the unrest around Brooklyn Center. And I saw that some Democrats didn't vote for it because they wanted to see real police reform in there, they said.
Yeah, police reform and funding for law enforcement are two things we're trying to do this year. We want to make sure that communities are safe, and we want to make sure that there is accountability built into policing and into our criminal justice system. So some Democrats weren't confident that that bill to fund the State Patrol and the DNR conservation officers was quite ready, but it did pass, and it's on its way to the governor for a signature today.
All right. So what is happening for the rest of the week?
So we passed last week our public safety budget bill, and we are beginning the work of figuring out how to get Republicans to come on board with police reform so we can work on improving safety for everybody in the state. And that conversation about public safety will continue to be the major budget bill issue that we work on while we are simultaneously handling the pandemic, handling the rest of the major budget issues, deciding on federal funds coming in from Washington and how they should be used. So we have a full plate every day at the legislature through the rest of this session, and we wrap up on May 17th.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to most getting done?
I am looking forward to hitting the road and getting up north and spending time on Lake Marquette with my boys and my mom and dad.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me, House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler. I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Marissa.
Yep. Bye-bye.